This day after Thanksgiving is among the biggest shopping days of the year. Joining us to talk about the upcoming holiday shopping season is Nancy Kane. She's a professor at Harvard Business School. She specializes in retail, and she's becoming a regular guest on this program. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So what are retailers doing this season to try to get people's attention and their dollars that they weren't doing in the past?
One of the things they're doing is really trying to bring consumers into the stores early. Now, this drives a lot of us crazy on the demand side, and we're hearing music and seeing Santa Claus, you know, before the Halloween candy has been put back in the bins.
I've been hearing Christmas music in the stores for a couple weeks now.
Exactly, and that's part of a plan to bring consumers in early so that they'll spend full dollar, pay full price for a whole variety of merchandise and thus preserve profits and keep retailers from having to mark things down to pull people in as we get closer to the December holidays. A second thing that they're doing that's quite different and quite important is they're using much more broadly new software that helps retailers from Walmart to The Gap to American Outfitters to Starbucks keep inventories, that's unsold goods sitting on shelves, to much lower levels. So those are goods they don't have to worry about trying to sell again at discounted prices as we get closer to the holidays, thus eating into profits.
Does that mean that we are less likely to see last-minute holiday sales at great discounts?
We're still going to see some, so do not give up, patient consumers. But we'll see fewer by store and fewer across the board at the mall and at the strip center and downtown than we did in previous years.
What are affordable luxuries?
Little treats that we might previously have regarded as something very special and to be purchased on very rare occasions that we're now finding, because of their price points, because of their availability, to be much more accessible. Coach key rings, where you can get a little bit of the Coach cachet and fashion for a very reasonable price. Tiffany bracelets, luxury goods, luxury brands with a price point that most customers can justify.
Now you just alluded to a couple of different companies there. What are some other companies that are expected to do well this holiday season?
I think we can look to some of the cheap and chic retailers, folks like Target or Target, that have made a name and a reputation and built a customer base on fashion, again, at reasonable value-oriented prices. New retailers like Zara from Spain or H&M in New York and other cities around the country. Finally, the garage sale for everybody, eBay, will be a very, very popular destination for consumers looking for that hard-to-find gift.
As you look at what stores are trying to sell, and then over the coming weeks what people actually buy, do you get some overall sense of how people are feeling about the economy or their own personal finances?
Certainly, that's one of the reasons we focus so much on holiday spending, that is, that it is typically conceived to be a kind of bellwether, both for where the economy's been and for where it's going. I mean, we expect consumers to spend over $220 billion in the next 2 months, so it's a big number. My own sense is that this is going to be a mixed holiday season, growth of sales about 4%, consumers anxious to spend on things that matter and that have value for them, but also inhibited to a certain extent by rising interest rates, fuel prices, uncertainty about jobs, and the larger economy and geopolitical situation. So overall, a mixed holiday season.
Nancy, are you an early shopper at this time of year?
I always shop the week before Christmas.
Oh, a late shopper. Good
I
for
even
you.
And I shop sometimes on Christmas Eve afternoon.
You're going for those bargains, aren't you?
Sometimes for the bargains, but also there's just a certain feeling on the street. It is I and a lot of other, and actually a lot of men shopping frantically. And there's a kind of, let's see if we can do it, race to the top kind of mentality that's very merry.
Okay. Nancy Kane is a professor at Harvard Business School. She specializes in retail, and it's her time of year. Nancy, thanks very much.
My pleasure.